In Eomer's day in the Mark, men had peace who wished for it, and the people increased both in the dales and the plains, and their horses multiplied. In Gondor the king Elessar now ruled, and in Arnor also. In all the lands of those realms of old he was king, save in Rohan only, for he renewed to Eomer the gift of Kirion, and Eomer took again the oath of Eol. Often he fulfilled it, for though Sauron had passed, the hatreds and evils that he bred had not died, and the king of the west had many enemies to subdue before the white tree could grow in peace. And wherever King Elessar went with war, King Eomer went with him, and beyond the Sea of Rûn, and on the far fields of the south, the thunder of the cavalry of the Mark was heard, and the white horse upon green flew in many winds until Eomer grew old. Part 3. Durin's Folk. Concerning the beginning of the dwarves, strange tales are told, both by the Eldar and by the dwarves themselves. But since these things lie far back beyond our days, little is said of them here. Durin is the name that the dwarves used for the eldest of the seven fathers of their race, and the ancestor of all the kings of the Longbeards. He slept alone, until in the deeps of time, and the awakening of that people, he came to Azan-ul-Zebar, and in the caves above Chelet-Zaram, in the east of the Misty Mountains, he made his dwelling, where afterwards were the mines of Moria, renowned in song. There he lived so long that he was known far and wide as Durin the Deathless. Yet in the end he died before the elder days had passed, and his tomb was in Khazad-dûm, but his line never failed. And five times an heir was born in his house, so like to his forefather, that he received the name of Durin. He was indeed held by the dwarves to be the deathless that returned, for they have many strange tales and beliefs concerning themselves and their fate in the world. After the end of the First Age, the power and wealth of Khazad-dûm was much increased, for it was enriched by many people and much lore and craft, when the ancient cities of Nogrod and Belagost in the Blue Mountains were ruined at the breaking of Thangorodrim. The power of Moria endured throughout the Dark Years, and the dominion of Sauron, for though Eregion was destroyed and the gates of Moria were shut, the halls of Khazad-dûm were too deep and strong, and filled with a people too numerous and valiant, for Sauron to conquer from without. Thus its wealth remained long unravished, though its people began to dwindle.